Avocado. We have another double feature, which we haven't had in a long time. I think since Tyler's group of friends were on, we haven't had multiple guests at once. So we have Ethan from my internship.
Hello.
And then we have Mayama
Hi.
from ASU, but now she's a DC transfer because she's going to GW Law, which is super slight.
Oh.
So I told her that I got you flowers, and she was like, "Where are my flowers?" And I said, "You haven't started yet, babe. That's why I haven't sent
There
you
you go.
flowers."
Well, big congrats. That's
Thank
awesome.
you. Thank you. I appreciate
Are you so excited? Have you wanted
it.
to live in the DC area, or did it just work out like that?
It just worked out like that, honestly. I didn't expect to get into DW, and then when I came, I really loved it here. So I'm really excited to start, but I definitely didn't have it like in the back of my mind or something.
What was your
Nice.
top choice school for law school?
My top choice was ASU, actually.
Really? San
Yeah.
Jose. Okay. Interesting.
I
All right.
wanted to, law school's expensive, of course. I wanted to stay
Yeah.
at home. But I got into ASU after I got into GW, and I just kind of, once I visited, I kind of fell in love, so I
Yeah.
committed.
It's good to get out of your comfort zone too and like be farther away from home.
For sure.
And then Ethan is from Kentucky but goes to Alabama. So we've
Okay.
heard the legends of Alabama, obviously.
Is it real? Is what they say
Yeah,
out
does it live
here?
up?
Well, it wouldn't be real to you if you were there. You wouldn't feel that, but it's
Why
something.
wouldn't we feel it if we visited it?
Well, so you'll just be there one day, and then you will see this whole fraternity in black tie with a hearse going down the street.
A hearse?
It's a certain day party they do.
Who's
It's
in
an
the
odd
hearse?
deke. Nobody's in the hearse, but it's a theme. Like, it's just the
It's one of
craziest.
the new recruits, I'm pretty sure, is in the
Probably.
hearse.
But it's things like that every day, you know?
Wow. And so are you still in school now, or did you just
Yes, I'm going to
graduate?
be a junior next year.
He's young. He's turning 21 next May.
Acacia's so old. She was in college when COVID happened.
That's Wait, all of us,
funny.
okay. You're a baby,
So we
Ethan.
were teasing her about this at lunch the other day, though.
Yeah,
I think.
Ethan, whenever I say something like, "Oh, well, I do this," he's like, "It's a
Oh my
generational thing."
gosh. That's hilarious. What are you majoring in, Ethan?
Chemistry and Spanish.
I didn't know
Oh,
you had a
cool.
Spanish major also. I thought
Yeah,
it was
well,
like a
that's why I'm getting
minor.
the BA and the BS.
Chemistry is a hard one.
Yeah, I didn't know
I came in
chemistry.
pre-med,
Why are
but
you in
I'm fortunate.
state?
But it's, well, my goal has always been government work, though, and it was just about
Street degree.
because my backup is patent law. I think I would really enjoy that.
Wait, are you still pre-med?
No, I'm pre-law.
Okay, you switched. I came in pre-med. Maybe that's just
Yeah, you
another
went from
secondary
my
track.
side to her side. Yeah.
Yes.
Mayama, did you say you were also pre-med?
Yes, I started pre-med. I majored in psychology.
But you don't do
Oh.
math.
No, I wouldn't.
And how would you
No,
switch?
I started working for my uncle. He owns a group home.
Okay.
And I firsthand like saw blood and like urine and stuff. And I
No.
was like, absolutely not. Never in my life.
See,
Yeah.
Avantika's a personal care assistant, so she literally helps someone poop.
No, that's you.
It's part of the job description. And actually, today, so I'm in my second week of med school now, and I just came home from dissecting a donor body. And so we're diving right into it.
Oh
Yeah.
my gosh, do
That's
you
so
love it?
cool. It's been amazing. It's been a
I haven't
really good
even
time.
gotten the update yet. Like you were supposed to like send me videos and I don't even know how your first week has
I
been.
know. It's been a crazy week. So last week was all orientation. So it was basically from 7 to 3 every day and just a bunch of sessions like diversity in medicine and bias in medicine and just like financial aid sessions, a lot of just review informational things. And then this week we started right away. And so we've had days from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock every single
No
day,
way.
lecture back to back to back with lab. With
Because
like
you don't even pick your
teachers.
classes, right? They just sign you up.
Yeah. And then after that, you come home and then you're supposed to study everything that you learned that day from 7 to 5. So it is crazy. Yeah. But I'm enjoying every part of it. It's all, I signed up for all of this. It's all
What
stuff
was
I want
the
to do.
purpose of the dissection? Were you guys looking at something in particular, or was it just for you to have a dissection?
It was just introduction to the lab. And so our anatomy lab starts in a couple weeks. And so they went over rules in the lab and like how to treat the bodies and where the bodies came from. And then we just did basic review of like, this is what the thoracic region looks like. And this is what the abdomen region looks like. And then we did some ultrasounding too, which was really exciting.
That's
First
cool.
time I've done that. Yeah. So we looked at the neck region. And so we saw where the jugular was and where the veins were. And so that was pretty cool. But
Interesting.
yeah, we've
You guys
been.
start really early.
Yeah, we start like a
I
full
thought I
month
was
before
early, but you're
undergrad.
earlier than me.
U of A. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the
Wow.
thing is, like, the gym is still closed because the undergrads haven't started yet. And then our parking passes don't kick in until the undergrads
Yeah,
start.
you're paying for park. Are you driving to class or do you walk?
No, I'm like a 7-minute drive. And so I definitely have to drive to class unless I have a bike or
Oh my
something.
God. Story about your flowers, by the way. They charged me extra for a distance fee because you were 15 minutes away
Away from what?
from the flower shop.
What?
I
Oh,
was
that's
like
ridiculous.
15 minutes. They were like, yeah, over 10 is a distance fee.
That's so annoying. Well,
That's
they look
ridiculous.
beautiful, by the way.
I'm
I don't know
glad.
if you can see. I'm
Hey, that's
very
so
grateful.
cute.
Yes, they're
Beautiful. That's gonna
gorgeous.
be you. That's gonna be you
There
after orientation. After
you go.
orientation.
So cute.
Yeah, I was in Chandler when they got delivered, and
I
so
was mad
I
because you didn't tell me. You said you were staying in Tucson to like
Yeah.
chill.
No, literally that was the plan. And then the day of White Coat, my parents came and they were driving back. And I was like, what if I just go with you guys? And they're like, okay, like the car's going back anyway. So then I went back home and then I took a bus back. And so I didn't have to drive either way, which was great because I don't
How
really
was the
drive.
Flix bus? I've always wondered how the Flix bus to Tucson is.
Not bad at all. That's the second time I've taken it, and like so easy, barely any people on it. You get like the entire row to yourself. I loved it. It was
Is
great.
it faster than driving or like the same?
The same. I'd say like because it drops us off at U of A instead of like if I was driving, it'd come straight to my house.
That's
That adds a
true.
little extra time, but like just from Chandler to Tucson, it's the same exact
Yeah.
time. Yeah. So that's what I did.
What is that, like an hour and a half?
Exactly, an hour
About.
and a half.
Really? Okay, because like to Tyler's, it's 1 hour 45.
Yeah, because Oro Valley is like the extra
Yeah, you
20
have to
minutes.
like veer, like instead of just continuing on the highway, you have to get off the highway and like finish on there. So, yeah, anyway, I realized we said this before we started recording. So, how we ended up with double guests, Ethan was the original guest, and then my mama ended up, we went to the Library of Congress happy hour, which I've been wanting to go to, and my mama just got here on Friday, and so I was
Nice.
like, oh, you should come with. And then we were all together and I was talking about recording the podcast, Ethan, and she and I was like, what if you come on? And then I was
I
like,
love
oh,
it.
that would be
More the
so
merrier.
now we
Are
have both people on.
Miami, are you in DC like from now until school starts, or are you just like visiting?
Yes, I'm in here. I'm
Okay.
at my apartment and everything. I'm setting up the apartment.
Oh my gosh, so it's official. And then how many days do you
It's
start
official. She
school?
got her bed today. She had no bed.
Nice.
I have a place to sleep now.
That's an amazing start. Yes.
Yeah,
And
her,
then
but her, but GW is right by my work. Like I walk by GW on my way to work. So she lives like very close to work, which is going to be very convenient.
That'll work out. Do you have a car there? Or I guess everything is a
No.
train,
You had to leave
right? I had
the
to leave my Jeep.
Jeep. I just got a Jeep as my graduation gift,
Oh.
but my apartment charges about $230 a month to store in
Ridiculous.
the
A
garage.
month?
A month.
That's crazy.
But it was okay because something I was very adamant about when finding an apartment is being walking distance. So I would be just fine. I think I'm about an 8-minute walk from school.
Oh, that's easy. And I've
Yeah.
heard DC is like so walkable. Like you don't need
It
a
is.
car. Yeah.
It is. And then Ethan got the lottery pick of the intern apartments. He got the nicest apartment building with all the amenities that
Ooh.
none of us have. So,
It's
is
a
it also
brand.
new.
closer? Because I know Acacia's in like the Navy something something.
Navy Yard.
We're probably
Yeah.
about the same
Yeah,
distance.
we both have the same commute, but at least he's like by things. Like, I'm by restaurants and like the waterfront, technically, but like if you want to go out, you have to go into town by work, basically. I think you're closer to DuPont, though, because
Yeah,
DuPont's north
if
of
I take the
work.
red line too, right?
Exactly. So you're closer because I have to then like switch lines and everything. So it's a whole thing.
No,
But
it's a very nice game.
when we found out that Trump got shot, we were at Ethan's apartment having a pool party. He was a great host. He's the host with the most. He like had
Oh.
prepped all the burger ingredients and gotten snacks
Wow.
and like cut up fruit for us. Like it was great.
Amazing. And
And he has
Ethan,
a
how
nice apartment too. Like very like
it's
Amaya's
handicapped, so
nice.
it's yeah.
He has extra space. As well, he has a window into his bedroom, like a real hotel.
Wow. How's your DC experience so far been? Have you ever visited before? How's the internship going?
I visited probably around 3 times, just like family trips and visiting other family who lives here. But I've loved living here. I don't like my work particularly.
He's in HR,
The
so he has to
very
deal with.
specific type of work is bad, but I've loved everything else. I've loved all the connections I get to make and meeting people who are older, you know, with more wisdom and experience, I guess, too.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Yeah.
He's very
that's nice.
friendly. I feel like you make friends very easily. You just talk to everyone.
I try. It's
Very
the
cool.
HR in me.
It is the
It's
HR. No, you say you hate HR, but you're actually so good at it. Like we literally were joking today. Like everyone is bad at HR except him.
There you go. Someone needs to do it.
So he's Europe, to be clear, not like the entire like world or the entire department. Like for the Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs,
Yeah,
he is our
15
HR.
domestic offices and something like 25 or 29 posts.
Yeah. Poor thing though. He really gets harassed by his boss. His boss is so mean to him. I'm like, you're the only horror story I've heard, to be
Yeah.
honest.
Well, and everybody else in the department will say it too. Like, nowhere else is like this. Please come back. She's terrible. Nobody else is like this, but it
Yeah.
is what
And
it is.
interestingly, he knows my boss because my boss was the former diplomat in residence of the South, and he goes to school in Alabama, and so he knows
Oh,
my
yeah.
boss.
Before getting this internship.
Interesting. Very cool. Well, you guys have any plans for this weekend? Acacia, you said you're going out of town?
I'm going to Boston.
With anyone or just solo
Going
trip?
to visit Kaylee, who's one of my friends from high school. So I'm going to stay with her and her boyfriend, and we're gonna explore. And actually, one of her friends is like throwing a party, so we're gonna like go do that. So it should be fun. I'm excited to see Harvard, of course, and
Yeah.
like yeah, Harvard, and then the all the things there are to see, the touristy things. I've been told to like walk the waterfront and things like that. So I'm
Yeah.
excited.
How
Yeah, what are
many
you guys
weeks do
doing
you
this
guys have
weekend?
left?
We have three. My
Okay.
Anna has
Oh,
3 years to
no.
go.
That's it.
I
It'll
wish I
fly
had
by.
all three.
No,
You don't. You just got
I wish I
here.
had three. Law school in 3 weeks, that would be phenomenal.
Imagine getting your JD in 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I've been doing this
Yeah.
3 days. It's been like 3 days of actual classes, and it feels like
Yeah.
it's been 3 months.
I
Like
can imagine.
every day is so long, but then everyone says at the end of the year it flies by. So it's always
Of
like
course.
every day feels long, but then actually it goes by really quick.
Is it similar, like your first year is the hardest?
Yeah, I'd say so because it's the adjustment of like figuring out how classes are and how you're going to be tested. And then it's
Actually
all.
having to study for the first time in your life.
Oh. I mean, like I've studied, but not to this level. Like I had to study to get here, and now I need to extra study to stay here.
What was your undergrad in?
I did psychology and
Okay.
neuroscience. Yeah.
Woo!
I
Wait,
know.
the neuroscience is hard, but the psychology, we didn't do
Did
anything.
you get a BA or a BS in psych? BS?
BS in both. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah.
I
And
got.
that's why I chose psych.
I
What
was
was that?
telling her that BS is more respected in psychology than the BA.
I mean, kind of. It depends what you're going into. And I knew I wanted to do med. And so I was like, the science helps me out. And then I knew I was had to take all my prereq classes. And that's why I was like, okay, I'll start with the easier major, then add my prereqs, and then I added a double major anyway.
You added neuroscience literally second semester though, because I remember because we met first semester, and by second semester you're like, I'm gonna add neuroscience.
Yeah, because I was like, these psych courses, they're great, they're fun, but like I need more of the science. But I enjoyed it
Yeah.
all.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, I'm gonna have to come down for our friendiversary. This will be our
October.
first friendiversary apart.
I know. It'll be our
When is
fourth
it?
year.
It is October 12th.
Aww.
She didn't know that. If we asked you, you would not have known
I
that.
was totally gonna say 26th, but like 12th does sound right. I knew it was October, so I'll take that.
It's the teens.
There you go. Yeah, no, we'll make it a trip. You come down to Tucson, we'll explore the city a little bit. We can go out.
What is there
Yes,
to
we can go
explore
see
in
Daniel.
Tucson?
You know, I haven't figured it out yet, but apparently there's a lot. People talk
The downtown is
crazy.
actually nice. Like, there's the main street, and they have a streetcar. So they
Do
have
they?
like, yeah. So there's a main street with a lot of cute like boutiques and shops, very much like Mel.
Okay.
And then there's the bars off of that.
Yeah.
So, what is
So
like the bars? Is there even a bar scene in Alabama, or is it just the frat
huge.
parties?
No, it's huge. Our
There's also
strip, yeah.
where's the strip?
It's our
Oh.
University Boulevard. It
Oh, it's on
continues.
University.
Yeah,
Okay.
so you have the university here in the main road, and then it continues down, and it's the bars start, and it's the strip. And covers out of this world and crazy. It gets in the hundreds on some game nights.
Game day.
Some for certain bars. Yeah, it's crazy. But you need to come experience it
We have
sometime.
one bar on University. Everything else is on Mill Ave, which transects.
Bars at university.
Devils.
Oh, I've never been.
It's not worth it.
Okay.
Like, our cover is never more than like 25, 30.
Where are you paying a
Once
bar?
on Halloween, it was 40, and
Devils
that's the
has a
highest I've ever
yeah,
seen it.
Devils and then Casa on game day. Like, a
Dang.
lot of
Okay.
times has a
I've
cover.
never had to pay a cover at Casa.
Well,
Yeah,
you've probably
apparently.
flirt with the security guards.
We always end up being like guys I've matched with on Hinge for some reason.
I matched with one of the Casa security guards on Hinge. I swear to God, I talked to him. He didn't remember me, but I was like, we
So
have matched.
funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hinge comes in handy
The
sometimes.
white one,
But
the one white
everybody.
one.
Okay.
Everybody's like, did we match on Hinge? Well, like, I mean.
That's true. It's probably they get it a lot. They
Yeah,
probably go, but I
100%.
talked to him when I was like far back in the line. Like, I wasn't trying to cut. I was just talking to him. He was like sitting on the fence, and that's so I was like
I don't
talking to
even
him.
know a white security guard.
He just looks like a Chad. Like, if you can picture a Chad, that's what he
I
looks
always
like.
see the one that I matched with, and then the other one with like the locks.
Okay, the one with the locks, I definitely know.
Yeah, he's always there.
He is. Ethan, what has been your highlight of DC so far?
Probably just the people in the internship. Like, I get to meet all these people who've done these really cool things, and then even people who've done all these Fulbrights that I want to do or
Do you want to do full?
fellowships. I run the ESL program in Alabama, right? I'm on the board for
I
that.
didn't know
So
that.
I've done ESL for 2 or 3 or 4 years now. So I've always been passionate about that and the English teaching part of it. But then since being here, I've learned about the business degree fellowship in Mexico, and I was like, that would be a great way to get my MBA, maybe finish it out there. So
Ethan and, or not Ethan, Langston and I are both applying to Brazil. So we might
oh.
both be in Brazil doing
Or you'll be
ETA.
competing against
We're
each other.
competing. Well, definitely competing, but
Yeah.
maybe both together.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
We'll see. I mean, obviously, the whole scandal with Brazil was that the African Americans were getting discriminated against. So we'll see if they pick him to try and, either diversify or protect
But
him.
that's also his research is Afro-Latino cultures in Latin
Research, does
America.
he have to do a thesis? What
I
is
think,
it? He did
is he
his
doing an
last
English teaching one or a research Fulbright?
ETA,
Okay.
ETA,
Well, I
like
just know that
me.
that's been like always his like academic focus.
Okay, interesting. What are you most excited for in DC?
I really don't have anything that I'm excited for just because
Try
I'm
it.
preparing for immense pain and
Oh
suffering
my gosh.
in law school.
You need to be optimistic. I mean, realistic, but optimistic.
I mean, everyone here is just so nice, but it's also I'm a talker. I'll talk to literally anyone. So I've just been having the best conversations with like the most random people.
Such as.
Just like people on the metro. Actually, I had
Really?
a great conversation with a guy on the metro, and he was telling me how he was here for school and everything, and how he was what is it? Touring schools and stuff.
Fun.
That was great. I went to CVS, had a fun conversation with this woman about my umbrella, and she was telling me about
You
like
say
the
that's a
rain
rarity
cycles
at
here and
CVS
everything.
here.
The CVS cashiers didn't even acknowledge me. They basically said, go to self-checkout.
No, they're very aggressive with self-checkout here, though. But I think she saw my necklace and she was hijabi. So we
Okay.
started talking. She was fun
That's
because it
nice.
was that day that it just started raining like
Yeah.
ferociously. What was it,
Yesterday
yesterday?
and 2 days
Yeah,
ago.
it was
Yes.
yesterday.
It's just, it comes out of the, like, the weather forecast here is not reliable because it comes out of
No.
the blue. It rains for
Oh my
20
gosh.
minutes and then it's sunny
I
again.
watched three umbrellas get broken yesterday while
Like,
with all the
the winds
rain.
blew them up.
Impressive.
Oh my
What
gosh.
is today? On Tuesday, it said it was going to rain, so I bought an umbrella. It rained for like 2 seconds. Yesterday, no rain in
Poor.
the forecast. I went out without my umbrella and then pouring.
Torrential.
And I just got my hair
Torrential.
done that morning. It was
Oh no. It looks good though. It looks
pretty
like it
bad.
survived. It looks like it survived. See, I'm glad you're having so many good interaction with the people of DC. Meanwhile, I get catcalled every day.
As it
Yeah,
big
and
city
the bus
vibes.
every day. Yeah,
Yeah.
you ride the bus more, you'll meet some more
It's
characters.
your fault
The
for
bus
being
is fun.
attractive. It's
You
your fault.
know, what can I do? What can I
It's
do, really? Mayama, do you have
the
any roommates or is it just you?
Yes, I have a roommate. She's doing
Okay.
her master's in what? God knows.
Something
Always
in school.
This seems to be a trend with you and roommates. You couldn't remember your roommate's name. It's
Oh
like, oh, they're
no.
just a roommate. They're just there.
Probably.
You are the personification of it's me, hi. I'm the
The
top, it's me. You took
Taylor
Taylor Swift too literally on that one.
fan, unfortunately, even though the people hate me for it.
Why do people hate you for it? Is it because they think you're
I
basic?
know.
Like, what?
Yes. The people think Taylor is basic, but then when I sit down and like
She's
break down the
classic, though.
lyrics, they're like, she's still basic, but I feel it in my
Yeah.
heart. And that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm a big fan of Taylor as well. I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie, but like
Okay,
she's
I'm
still doing her
not. I
music.
need a favorite song. No, actually, I want a favorite album.
Lover.
Oh.
Is that a hot take?
It's a choice, right? It's a See,
It's
Avantika is a fake fan. As I always call her out, she can't sing the
choice.
lyrics to any song, like
But
ever.
that's in general. I'm just
In
bad with
general.
lyrics.
And we
Yeah.
went to Taylor Night at the Van Buren, and she
Yes,
was just over there like,
yes. No one wanted to go with
You
me.
know why? Because she knows the anatomy of the whole human body. That's why she doesn't know these song lyrics. Be a doctor.
Yeah, there's not
You
enough
need to
room in
anatomy
here.
Taylor
It is
Swift.
actually shocking that you can memorize all the other shit you memorize and can't remember the lyrics.
It's literally my fatal flaw. Like, I've tried so hard. I've listened to these songs millions of times. Nothing sticks.
But
But I know
it's funny
the
because it's the reverse. Because a lot of people say like a study technique is to make it into a song. You
melody.
are literally a musician. You were drum major of the marching band, and yet
Literally.
you can't remember lyrics.
But you know what?
It's
Thank
so
God when
wild.
I heard as a kid, my mom would always be like, "Oh, I wish you knew your homework as well as you knew the songs and everything." So you have the
Yeah, I
other
never got
side
that.
winning.
Right? That didn't work for me. But yeah, well, maybe we'll get there eventually. If I just listen to it a couple more times, maybe it'll finally
You gotta
register.
shake it off because it's the same thing 75 times.
The chorus. I don't know any of the
Choreography
other parts of Shake
all
It Off.
over. Yeah, what's your favorite song on Lover?
Actually, that's important.
I really like. Okay, let me think. I like Paper Rings. I think that's
Paper
the
rings, I'll
lowest.
give
I
it to
like
you.
Paper Rings.
I'll give
Yeah,
it to you.
okay, I pass.
Acceptable.
I'm
She
glad
was
you
like
passed.
anything but Lover. She was
Yes,
completely,
she was
literally. I was
right
like, I
there
can't say
right
that.
now. She, I do love her.
It's
I
just
think it's gonna say
basic,
like
though.
me.
No, Me's a
Me
bad
is right.
song. The first time
Sorry,
I heard
Me.
Me, I was like, hated it. And then I just listened to it
Okay.
enough and I was like, okay, it's
You
fine.
get
But now
used to
I like
it. You know, you
Paper
gaslight yourself into
Rings.
liking the whole thing. That's how it goes.
Exactly.
But
That's how
Paper
I
Rings
grew
is a
up.
good pick. I
I do
respect
like
you for
Paper.
it.
Thank you.
Like pop. I mean,
You
anything
listen to
really. I
pop.
listen to a lot, not really rap, but like I'll listen to Latin music, pop, a
What's
little bit
your
of
favorite
country.
artist? Who do you think is your like most listened to artist?
Right now.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
Or ever?
that's too hard. I don't know.
Really?
I mean, I've been on a Bad Bunny kick recently, but
He has
who
money.
hasn't? You know,
He's
oh.
not now because he doesn't have new music really.
No, I don't know. I'm in my music phase, so like Romeo Santos and
Okay.
I
Is
can't
he
remember the
older?
one.
Romeo Santos? No. He's in
Not
his
really.
late, early
Just
30s?
say, yeah. I don't know. I really need to go
Yeah.
see him in
He's
person.
so popular in Arizona.
I listen to pop
Because
too.
he's
Yeah.
fun, though.
I went to the Eras tour.
You
Nice.
did? How much
What?
did you pay for it?
120.
Oh.
I was
How?
in
So
France, so I missed
here's the
it.
scene.
He
Avantika
met a
will.
girl. He met a
No.
girl who gave him
That's not what
a
I was thinking.
ticket.
Avantika will get
Let's
this.
hear it.
I'm in a 3-hour chem lab and one of my friends wanted to go, and I had joined the queue in that morning. Like, I was just like, why not? You know, you read all the stuff about Ticketmaster. It's interesting. So I joined the queue at like 8 a.m. I'm in the lab. I just open up my laptop. Boom, I'm in right there. So like, I'm just sitting there with my goggles on. The crucible's heating up right here. And I grabbed three tickets for a couple of my friends from high school. And we went. So it was kind of funny.
And it was only $120?
Yeah.
That's so cheap.
I mean, we were in the nosebleeds, but it was a bad day. I mean, Nissan Stadium. So.
What was your favorite song that she performed?
I don't know. Boy Genius was there, which is pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
Was he an opener?
Yes. He just sang
it's
with
a group. They were the openers, Gracie Abrams and Phoebe Bridgers, and then she brought out Boy Genius. Yeah. So that was really cool for me. I didn't expect that.
In the south part of the tour.
Okay.
Because then it was, who opened for the southwest of Antica? Was it?
I think it was the guys, I only know like one song.
It wasn't Sabrina Carpenter?
No, it was definitely not Sabrina Carpenter. It was, I can't think of it. There's only one song that's famous that they
What
sing.
Is the song?
I wish I could tell you.
Sing it.
I thought that it was someone I knew. Like when I saw who was opening for her in Phoenix, I was like, I recognize that name.
Yeah, but
was
they're
it
not
Omar?
Very
famous. Am I making that up? I think I'm making that up.
Will this show up on Google?
Maybe if you look it up.
Are you looking at the tour schedule?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, if you look at the tour schedule,
Gracie Abrams and Taylor.
Speak now. Release the announcement
of the. Jealous.
Can you listen?
I was stuck in France while she was in Phoenix, and then she came to France immediately after I came back to Phoenix. I just got screwed. Like, there was just no seeing her.
Unfortunate.
While in the middle of work. Taking a week off.
Work. I think she was in the UK before we started. I don't
know. No, her UK stuff was while we were already here, I believe.
Also, she started in Arizona. That was her first show
ever.
We
were opening, so people came from all over for opening because she did two nights. I went and saw the movie. I've seen the movie.
I haven't seen the movie.
It's good. I sang the whole time.
I am like a shit fan because I think Taylor Swift as a person is very cringy. And I think, oh my God, her concert outfits are so cringy.
You don't. No. You're so judgmental. So this girl, she texts me saying, if one more person tells me I look like Serena Williams, I'm like, Serena Williams is gorgeous. She has great fashion taste. And she's like, you know, I just think her outfits have never ate. And then I was like, but I just saw a picture of her at DLM. She's like, well, yeah, she got a new stylist and now she looks good.
All respect to you. No one has thought Serena Williams has looked good.
I'm not on TikTok, so I guess I'm missing.
It was a trend on TikTok because some girl made like an elaborate video, like basically shit talking Serena. And then immediately after that, she got a new stylist. And then that was when she was at the award shows for the sports or whatever. And she looked
like Sports
Illustrated or something. Yeah. And she looked so good. So people are all saying it's because of that. But like, I get told I look like Serena Williams all the time. But when she was looking bad, how am I supposed to feel? So it's like they have to like say.
But what if she's like objectively pretty?
She is pretty, but she was not eating. She always looked dusty and crusty.
But what if they're just saying like physically you look like her, not with the outfit? Like minus the outfit, is that not? And she's a elite athlete. How is that not? That's saying you look athletic. That's saying you look gorgeous. Like
what I can say is that. I think I look like Serena when she was young. But Serena's features are very strong.
That's true. She is very, she's like a very chiseled face.
Yes. And I don't work out. I eat whatever I want at any point in time. So I wouldn't have the reasoning to look like her.
I suppose.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
But I love Serena. She eats all
like
the
she
time.
She has to
make
this hard for
but
that look.
But right now.
Just have it.
Yeah,
look at
that.
Exactly.
So
she
true.
Was so good right now, honestly.
Yeah. She's slaying at the Olympics.
Yeah, her and her husband and her baby. So cute.
Oh, I know she had a baby.
This weekend, too. A pretty big one.
Really?
Place?
No, just not for her. A pretty big tennis.
Okay. Tournament. I think she's retired.
Is it going to be the Challengers? That's, which was Zendaya and her boys?
Oh.
I still have to watch that.
I need to watch that.
Watch it.
to watch.
I know. Is it out on streaming sites yet? Or
yeah, is it streaming?
Gatekeeping?
I don't know.
I would hope so. It came out in like April.
No,
exactly. I saw it when it came out.
Yeah, it's been out. So
I started watching the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders last
That's
night.
That's so good.
It is my type of show to a T. I love
you.
All
love your trashy reality TV.
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite.
It's on Amazon for Koreans.
Reality TV.
I like it. So true.
It's just so aggressive with like how they pick the girls. Like it makes.
I know.
Sad.
I just watched one episode, and so they haven't chose the girls yet. But I've seen the audition process.
Did I?
It makes me sad.
Brutal.
Avantika, did I ever tell you that my aunt was a cheerleader for the? I think the Rattlers, which is like our indoor football team. She was like for a sports team. She was a cheerleader. And then her best friend on the team is now the vice provost of ASU, which is like the next in line after Michael Crow.
She went from cheerleading to being like admin of a huge university.
Wait, that's another.
Yeah. Impressive. Beauty and brains, both of it.
I know. Love that for her.
In the documentary, they were saying, like, some girls are, like, someone was a pediatric oncologist or something, or, like, a physical therapist. Yeah, some of those girls are, like, super talented.
Yeah, it's like The Bachelorette. Like, you see, like, people that are, like, actually, like, very intelligent.
I've never seen it.
The Bachelorette?
Sure,
it's only okay. I mean, if you like trashy reality TV, you'll love it.
I love trashy
reality. Okay, you'll love it then.
Then I don't know why you haven't seen it yet.
It's the same. It's on Hulu if you have Hulu.
Okay, yeah.
That's the source, right? You got the Kardashians. Everybody's on
exactly.
Hulu.
Exactly. All the trashy reality TV's on Hulu now.
No, true. Hulu and Peacock.
I need to get Peacock.
Because that's where all the Real Housewives are. Vanderpump, Love Island, USA.
Vanderpump and Love Island UK are on Hulu. Vanderpump's
yes.
also on Hulu. So
you need to get Peacock for the Olympics. If you're thinking of getting it, get it now.
Yeah, no, I watch the replays like on NBC Sports on YouTube. Like they have clips of all the sports, and then I can pick and choose like what I want to watch, and I can put it on 2x speed if it's like the 1600
sports
swims.
On 2x speed.
Swimming where it's 1600, so it takes 10 minutes for them to swim.
Watching it, you know.
Did
what
you?
Ledecky?
Ledecky.
Katie Ledecky. That's up all over my TikTok.
Katie Ledecky.
Yeah.
Has Steve? Steve has been on your
Steve has been on.
Oh my gosh. Steve is on everyone's TikTok.
Okay.
It's marketing to me.
When I first saw Steve, I was like, that's Tyler. Because Tyler is like an athlete like that. He wears glasses. When he wrestles, he obviously takes off his glasses. Mm-hmm. And they kind of like, it's same vibe. Like he's an engineer. Steve's an engineer major. Tyler's an engineer major. And Tyler agreed. He was like, I'm Steve. I was like,
so
yes,
does Tyler want to
so
go to the
gross.
Olympics? Is
no.
it going to be Tyler 2028?
No, Tyler's retired. Tyler's retired. You know what the Olympics has made me realize, though, that I think I need to learn rugby. I think I'm built like a rugby player. I would do so well. Like, that would be how I release all my anger. Like, I think I would be
those ladies.
Did you see the, like, her picking her up? And, like, basically almost, like, breaking her hands to catch the ball.
Well, I know that they lift each other, but I didn't see her, like, breaking her wrists.
Pay any, like, attention to the Olympics, but it's just, like, weird things that are, like, marketed to me on TikTok. And that was, like, a big one. It's, like, her wrists literally going, like, back, trying to, like,
well, I didn't see that, but I think I would be a great rugby player. Catch me in LA 2028 on the women's sevens rugby team.
There's one of the American rugby players who's really famous on TikTok. I don't
Is it Alana?
Must be. I see everything on
it's really hot.
No, but you know what it's like, is it Christy or Kristen? The one that's like literally is a captain in the army.
Nothing.
Like she literally plays rugby on the side and is a captain in the US Army. Like she's so slick. She's one of So real, Ethan. So real. Okay, we should wrap up with Song of the Week. So I don't know if you guys listened to this, the podcast before. We do Song of the Week, so it's like what song you've had on repeat the past week.
Okay, should I go?
Yeah, if you want to start.
I don't know. It's Juna by Clairo.
Okay. Slay.
I love it.
I have been listening to a lot of Aya Nakamura. Did I say this last time we recorded? I don't think I was on it yet. I think it's been like the last week. Okay. I've been loving her latest album, which is DNK. And my favorite song off it is Bisous, which is kisses. It's very good.
Yeah. For me, it's been Algo Que Se Quede by Grupo Niche, which is a salsa group based out of Cali. So
the local me, because you studied abroad in Colombia, yeah.
Yes, never. I didn't go to Cali, but
you didn't
that's
go to
why
Cali.
I have to go back. Langston and I are planning a trip.
Oh, you guys are going to
Everybody tag along.
We're
going to go to Cali.
Please, I will come. Oh, Carnival in Colombia, though, not Brazil.
It's the second biggest in Latin America, where I was for study abroad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slow.
Right behind Rio.
Monica, if you say a podcast, I'm smacking you.
No, I was going to say, like, none of my weeks ever stand out to me. But, like, this week especially, I haven't listened to anything. And so I'm going to have to go with the default, which is Taylor Swift. And then I can do it with a broken heart, maybe.
Yes. Sure.
We'll put that on the list.
The Taylor Swift podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll I feel like we've monopolized like we said we would. So sorry if Mom's a
No, the point is for you guys to talk because we have the episodes where we just talk. So it's good. I think, and I think it was balanced too. I don't think it was too much of one or the other. So it was a good dynamic.
I think
I
so.
I can't shut up ever. So I'm happy that things are
good. And you did a good job.
No, it went well. It was so nice to meet you guys. I hope your stays in DC go well. Your 3 years and your 3 weeks.
Well, and best of luck to you in med school. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Doctor.
And future lawyers.
He's going to be a obstetrician. Slash gynecologist.
You can't be behind.
Deliver them.
Yes, that's the plan. We will see how it goes.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.